Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. Well, summer is quickly coming to a close as the dog days of August are all but over. And today we're finishing up a series that we've been calling the Dad Days of August. And, you know, each week this month we've discussed how dads can emulate one of the leaders of Israel that we find in the Old Testament. You know, we've talked about being a prophet and a priest and a king so far. And remember, if you miss those shows, you can always get caught up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Well, back with me again this week is Scott Phillips. And so as we wrap up the series, what final words of wisdom can we offer our dads?
Well, Capua, we spent the whole month talking about dads and how dads can be more engaged in the raising of their children. Mm-hmm. But we would be remiss if we didn't spend some time talking about how important it is for dads to partner with mom in being a prophet, priest, and king.
And Scott, that is so important. Every study that I've read about parenting has concluded that the number one indicator that a child is going to succeed in life is when both mom and dad are intimately involved in parenting.
That's very true, and it really shouldn't surprise us. After all, Proverbs 1:8 says, "Listen, my son, to my father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." God wants dads to be the spiritual leaders of the home, but he also wants mom to be involved as well.
And Scott, I know that things have always gone better in our home when my wife Linda and I truly parented as a team. You know, even the most involved dad needs to have mom as an encourager, you know, as a confidant, as a partner. Although as dad I'm called to be the spiritual leader of my family, I also fully recognize that God has gifted my wife in some areas that he hasn't quite gifted me. So I would be foolish to not allow her to be allow her gifts also to be a blessing in our family.
Well, I can certainly say amen to God in my situation as well, Cap. Part of parenting as a team means presenting a united front to our kids. They know that if mom says something, that's going to go for dad as well. And it also means talking and planning about how both mom and dad get in agreement on things like how to handle a threat to our kingdom when we're acting as kings to our kids.
Or how we should confront sin in our kids' lives when we're acting in our prophet role.
Hey, there you go. That's another great way that mom and dad need to partner. How about praying to God as a couple about the needs of our children and our role as priests? There are countless ways that we can partner with our spouse in parenting. And while I'm sure that there are families where mom is the partner that needs encouraged to get more involved, I think that if we're honest, it's usually dad who needs to step up and get engaged.
That is very true. And, you know, Scott, here at House on the Rock, we like to compare parenting to tag team wrestling. You know, when one parent gets tired, the other one needs to jump in and help out.
Boy, that's so true. And one way that that plays out in our family is when I come home from work, even though I've been at work. And had a long day. Mary sometimes needs a short break from the kids, and that's when I need to step in and get engaged with them while she recharges. Parenting can be exhausting work. There's no doubt about it, and we need to give our spouse, and we need our spouse to give us a break from time to time.
Well, Scott, one last thought that I would like to share is to encourage both dads and moms to develop a parenting plan for your kids. You know, talk about what character traits and skills you would like to see your kids develop, and then start to think about and plan the kind of activities and chores and experiences that will help your children achieve those goals.
Right. And if I could add to that, Cap, discuss with your spouse how you're going to model those behaviors and character traits to your children. It's been said that more is caught than taught. And while that doesn't mean we can skip teaching our kids, it does reflect the importance of modeling. They're always watching us.
And Scott, because they're always watching us, the best word of advice that we might give to dads is to be sure that your kids see your faith walk. You know, let me see your devotion to God, your passion for worshiping for him, and also your desire to seek him in everything you do.
Yeah, Cap, how can I expect my kids to want God to work in their lives if they never see him working in mine? It's a great point to end the series.
Well, thank you, Scott. I've enjoyed this series. And, of course, if you and our listeners have enjoyed this series as well, you can always have us come and speak at your church. A lot of this material is drawn from our popular seminar called Keeping Your Kids from Canaan. So check out our website for more information and how to schedule House on the Rock to come. Be sure to request our companion resource guide. Just simply click on that feedback button. Well, next week we'll be back with a new series on kids and technology. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.